James, thanks very much for joining us here today.
Right. Pleasure.
Before we look ahead to the big game, literally, in inverted commas, big game seven, no less, at Twickenham, yeah. And it's a mouth-watering prospect, obviously, against Northampton Saints. Congratulations on your first Premiership start against Newcastle on Saturday. Now, Newcastle made it really tough for Quinns. First half, they edged in front, but to be fair, you came out a much different side in the second half and in the end deserved the victory.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was all down to us, really. We weren't so good in the first half. We let them play. Our attack, we didn't stick to the processes. So, you know, they're a good side, even though, you know, they're not far away from us in the league table at all. So it was a tough game, but we got a blast at half time and came out firing, a bit more physical, better defending, and just kept hold of the ball better. So, yeah, in the end, good to get a win. Doesn't matter how you do it, but, you know, and everyone buzzing for this weekend.
Yeah, you say it was good to get a win, because to be fair, your Premiership form has been a little bit up and down, hasn't it, this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we look at the European table and we're top and we should be, you know, hopefully, touch wood, making a quarter final. And we look at the Premiership, you know, we're down. Well, we're not down. Yeah, we're down there. But everything can change with a couple of wins. Okay. You know, we've been set a challenge for four games or whatever it is until the next Europe spell. You know, if we win all those, get a bonus point here and there, you know, it's a different picture and anything can happen in this league. You know, Sale beating Exeter the other day changes things. Sale beating us changes things, you know. So we're just looking to get our game on the park. This weekend's a massive game. So, yeah.
You guys always seem to raise your game against the big clubs. Now, obviously, you know, Northampton is going to be the big test, obviously, this season in the Premiership. Almost certainly you can do it, because Quinns have got a fantastic record at Twickenham.
Yeah, I think I've been to watch every big game, actually, when I was a kid. It's always a good day out, it's always a good match. We're looking to win, obviously. You know, Saints are a fantastic side, and it's going to take a lot to beat them, but we're positive and we're looking forward to it. And if we stick to, you know, our processes, we're physical, we meet them up front, then I'm sure we'll do so and, you know, get back right in the Premiership.
It's almost certainly going to be a sellout on Saturday, which is great news, obviously. But huge amount of Quinns fans there. If you are playing on Saturday, what will that atmosphere be like? What will it be like to just run out in front of that?
Oh, it'll be awesome. You know, it's my first. It will be, if I'm involved, it'll be my first time at Twickenham playing. You know, first time with the Quinns at a big game. So I'm really looking forward to it. I can't tell you what it's going to feel like, because I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of excitement. Especially, you know, it's around Christmas, it's a massive game, it's at Twickenham, across the road from our home, there's going to be loads of Quinns fans. Saints always travel well, so it'll be an exciting game, and, you know, their support's always great, so hopefully it'll be a good one to watch.
If you can get that victory against Northampton, then you've got London Welsh the week after. I think you've got Leicester coming as well. All of a sudden, Jane, if you can just sort of get on a bit of a roll, all of a sudden, fall from bottom, you can soon start getting up that table.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've looked at it. We've set that challenge. Let's win the next four. We're one out of four. This next game's going to be tough. You know, London Welsh. You know, they're waiting for a result, so that's going to be a tough game. And then Leicester's always a cracking game as well. So, you know, if we can get on that roll, find a bit of form, go into Europe with a bit of form, who knows what will happen at the end of the season.
You've made a few appearances so far. You've also scored a couple of tries as well.
Yeah.
So, you obviously, the times I've seen you, you look like you really enjoy your rugby.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always nice to get out there with the lads, because as a young guy, you can't do it week in, week out with the guys around you who are fantastic players, you know, especially in the back row. You look at it, we've got a fantastic back row if they're all fit and well. So I'm just happy to be out there getting a bit of game time, running around, always proud to put on the shirt. So looking forward to hopefully another opportunity.
Yeah, fingers crossed. As you say, obviously the last few weeks, Quinns have had a lot of injuries. A couple of players have been rested, obviously, Joe Marler, etc. Nick Easter, I think, missed his first game something like 3 years as well. But it gives guys like you, isn't it, a good chance to sort of step up to the plate, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, that's how it works. You know, you've got to wait for your opportunity, and unfortunately it's usually an injury. So one man's injury is another man's chance, so I've just got to grab it, get a bit of game time. You know, you're borrowing the shirt in that respect. You know, Nick Easter comes in this week, and you know, rightfully so. So I'm just happy to be involved and get some bits and bobs here and there and wait my time.
And it helps as well, having so many academy players come through as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of boys from around here who have come through the academy. Harlequins and, you know, most English clubs are good at bringing the boys through. So it's a massive positive looking at it and seeing, you know, these guys, likes of Joe, like you've said, and the older boys. You know, he was in the academy not long ago, and look at him.
Does it help having your brother playing with you as well?
Yeah,
it's brotherly rivalry or whatever.
No, it would be a bit different if we were in the same position, I think.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to take the field with Ross. You know, you try and build relationships with your teammates and whatnot, and you know, to have that guy there who you've known all your life, your brother. It's always nice. You know, we live together with our other brother, which is awesome in Guildford. So we get along really well, and you know, it probably would have been a whole different experience if I hadn't had him. You know, I was the only guy signed last year, so he was massive support and a massive help.
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's interesting to know, hear that more than anything else. Happy Christmas, James.
Thank you, and you.
And if you're all playing Saturday, obviously the very, very best of luck.
Thank
but I'm
you.
Sure there'll be many more opportunities this season.
I certainly hope so.